The Cambridgeshire Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Welcome to the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek slot, your weekly football fix. And it's good news for Cambridge United fans as they've won and ended an eight-game winless run by defeating Swindon Town last night 2-0. We'll be hearing from Joe Dunn in just a bit. We'll speak to Tim Armitage too, all about it. Histon are out of the League Cup after a 3-0 defeat to Ely City last night. Rob Ruddy joins me on the phone to discuss the match and their season as a whole with a big game against Norwich United on Saturday. And St Neots Town FA Cup dream is over. They lost 4-0 to Alfreton on Saturday. Manager Matt Clements joins me on the phone to discuss a brilliant campaign for them in the Cup. I'll also be providing you with your Cambridgeshire County League update, but first up on the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek, we'll be talking Cambridge United. So yes, Cambridge United have ended their eight-game winless run and with a 2-0 win over Swindon last night. We're talking to Tim Armitage in just a bit, but first let's hear what Joe Dunn had to say on his game plan last night.
I think the performance was very good tonight. It was excellent. I think we wanted to come and have a fast start like we did against Newport. And we did that. The game plan was spot on in terms of our quick attacking breaks. Because I felt they needed to come at us to win after the result they had Saturday, and we just felt we could pick them off maybe. And just before the two goals, we had a couple of opportunities, and obviously very pleased to get into the lead with two very good goals, two well-worked goals. We trained that way, you know, so pleased for the lads.
That was Joe Dunn there talking last night after the brilliant win for Cambridge United. And I'm delighted to say Tim Armitage from the Terraces team joins me now. Thanks for joining me, Tim. Unfortunately, Tim isn't there. We'll hopefully hear from him in just a bit. But in the meantime, let's just let people know what happened if you weren't at the game. Cambridge United beat Swindon Town 2-0. Obviously, Cambridge were second bottom in the league, but a win missed them to fourth bottom. Goals from Reggie Lamb and Giovanni Brown put the Ewes 2 up inside 12 minutes. And yeah, it was a brilliant performance from the Ewes after weeks and weeks of having shots and numerous shots on target without getting the ball over the line. They managed to score two in 12 minutes last night. So let's just hear quickly more from Joe Dunn now on the game plan that he installed at Cambridge last night and what the win will do for them going forward.
I think we've been working hard towards this. I think we've been clinical tonight when we took our chances early. We've been resilient at the times we need to be resilient. I think we've been doing that in games but just not getting the reward for it. So tonight was like it was coming at some stage and we're pleased it's happened tonight, and it gives us a platform to move on to. And I'm just so pleased, as you say, for everyone around the club and all the players and the staff. It's nice to wake up tomorrow having won a game, isn't it?
And unfortunately, we still can't get hold of Tim there, but we're hoping to speak to him in just a bit. But in the meantime, we'll continue from Joe Dunn, his press conference, get snippets from him. Of course, United haven't won in eight games before last night against Swindon, a run that was really starting to grind on the players. But the Ewes manager, Joe Dunn, was speaking after the game, and he said that it was beginning to get a bit tense, but hopefully that's been relieved now.
When you go so long without a win, like if you take out the Chequer trade, because obviously it's an affiliated competition, it gets harder. Even though performances are good, it can grind on you at times, and you know, a little bit tension at times tonight. You know, you can feel it. But overall, just nice to get something on the board. You know, a win on the board and a clean sheet on the board, and gives us all a chance now to not rest, because I won't let them. You know, we want to go on now and get going and really keep pushing on, because we've got, you know, more hard games coming up.
So that was Joe Dunn there speaking after last night's match. Unfortunately, not been able to get hold of Tim Armitage. So we'll see if we can try and fix it the final. See if we can get hold of Tim, see if he's around to talk all things Cambridge United after this.
T-shirt, do you know how the song goes? You're I still got a soft spot. You look at me and think I got all the answers. Maybe I do, but I'm scared taking chances. Pour in a bottle, but we ain't sailing nowhere. Rip out the cork, get the wind into our hair. Get off the train in the rain at the station. Knock back a drink, cause we think the boat's sinking. Hell and heaven, they can wait for you. So go and do all the things that you want to do. Set me free, sail a VS. Come on, pretty baby, take a dance with me. I sell a shame on me, cause I didn't see that you were looking at me, baby, about a Ferris wheel. I said, stand by me, stick around with me, cause it's a long walk back to where we just been. I said, hey there, baby, so you banged him on me. I just, I wish I never found a bird. Hey, sail a VS. I said, I'm playing a song on the radio. Time came around and wrecked our face. But when I look back now, I got a smile on my face. Come on, baby, take a chance with me. Stick around on the town if you wanna see. We don't belong anywhere, that's what she said to me. So come on, take a dance and spin around with me. She said, shine on, baby, set me free, stay lovey. I said, I'll stand by me and stick around with me. And when the street lights fall, you can buy my beer. Cause when the morning
Stella V by Stereophonics there, and before that, Shotgun by George Ezra. Welcome back to the Cambridgeshire Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio. I'm delighted to say we can now talk Cambridge United. Yes, it's now time to talk Cambridge United. Unfortunately, we couldn't go to Tim, but we've got, probably say even better, we've got Matt Lockwood from the Terraces joining us on the phone. Now, thanks for joining us, Matt, at such short notice.
That's all right, mate. Not a problem at all.
And, yeah, let's get straight to it then. We won. We great goals from Giovanni Brown and Reggie Lamb. A great performance from the youth, but most importantly, a great result.
Absolutely. And a clean sheet to go as well. It was like miracles happened all at once, really, last night. And, yeah, I mean, you know, full credit to the team last night. You know, we fought from Saturday. You know, I said that potentially it was a chance missed at getting 3 points against a 10-man Lincoln side. And, you know, you kind of did fear the worst against Swindon last night. But, you know, we got 2 early goals. We really put the Swindon back line under pressure yesterday. They couldn't handle our pace at all. And you know, for once, as a team, we've stood up, we've defended really well, we've cut out all the individual mistakes. David Ford's pulled off 1 or 2 cracking saves in the second half to keep us in it. You know, he's done his job, and you know, we've really seen the game out, and you know, probably should have scored 3 or 4 really, which we haven't really said for a long time.
Yeah, a lot of credit has to go to, I guess, the players and Dunn for sticking to their guns. We spoke a lot, I imagine you guys did as well, on From the Terraces on Sunday about whether the youth should change their style defensively in order to keep clean sheets and grind out a point. I guess they did that on Saturday against Lincoln, which gave them the platform to perform well last night.
Yeah, I think we all expected perhaps to be set up a lot more defensively in terms of what we would actually go there for. And you know, it really was a case after Saturday that, you know, Joe might think, again, it's another must-not-lose game. You know, we've got to try and grind something out, especially with, like, the results kind of going against us with Macclesfield winning Saturday. But, hey, you know, at the end of the day, for once we're talking about a team that didn't have a recognised striker on the pitch, and we all remember what happened the last time we did that. And, you know, they really, you know, played to their strengths last night. The football going forward, the 1-2 passing and the, you know, the running at the defence is what we're good at. You know, it's one of our main strengths. And, you know, the high pressing game, which we saw so much of at the end of last season, you know, really got its rewards last night against Swindon. And, you know, as I say, we remember back to the Newport game when we were 2-0 up and we folded like a pack of cards. And, you know, of course, there's always going to be a bit of fear that we might do that. But, you know, we really defended well. The back line, has to be said, looking a lot more settled. I know we didn't have Brad Halliday last night through suspension, but you know, we've got Greg Taylor, who's now becoming the kind of utility man because he can play everywhere across the back line. And you know, I think special praise has to go to Louis John for all the criticism we've given the summer recruitment. I mean, wow, what a finding he is, and he is now really starting to find his feet and show what a class centre half he's going to be.
Yeah, just touching on Louis John then, Matt. I mean, one of the important things last night was, obviously we know Cambridge create chances. Last night they took their chances, which hasn't happened very often, but things they haven't been doing as well in games is defending well. They've been caught out on the break lots of times. Individual mistakes is what we've been saying, on sound like a broken record over the past few months as well. But Louis John came in at right back instead of Brad Halliday, and that allowed Sir Greg Taylor and George Taff to resume their partnership, I guess. So the defence looked a lot more steady.
Yeah, and as I say, all three of them have kind of played together in recent weeks as well, and they've been able to forge an understanding. And, you know, yes, Brad's been at fault for some goals recently, and maybe the little break might have done him some good to just kind of sit in the stands and look at it and think that at the end of the day, hey, you know, his position is not as safe as what he might have once thought of. And, yeah, the individual mistakes have been kind of, you know, got rid of in the past couple of games. But, you know, we have to be sensible, of course. And, you know, two games don't always say a thing. You know, we need to keep it up now consistently. And that's going to be the key over the next couple of weeks. We've got two very winnable games coming up. And, you know, consistency is our key now. If we can string a couple of runs together, you know, a couple of wins now, will be, you know, not quite clear, but, you know, we're looking in a better position than what we've been thinking for the past couple of weeks. But it's important now that we use this momentum that we are generating and we take it forwards. You know, we beat Macclesfield Saturday, and then obviously we've got Grimsby coming up and a FA Cup game. You know, that's three wins that we could easily get, and that really sets us up for sort of the tough winter months.
Yeah, we'll touch on Saturday in just a bit and what it means going forward last night's win. But just focusing on the goal scorers, Giovanni Brown, one of the men in the goals again. In 15 games he's played this season, he's been involved in 10 goals. I guess it's just showing what good form he's in. And last season we saw glimpses of Giovanni Brown. And I guess now he's settled in for a year, we're really starting to see the player he is.
Yeah, absolutely. He had a bit of a slow start this year as well, a real sluggish start. But one thing I think, you know, Joe said as well is, you know, we're starting to work with him creating goals for the team, and also, you know, we're improving his finishing. And if anybody's looked at the goals over the past two games that he's scored now, you know, I mean, the one at Lincoln is a world-class strike. I mean, it's a fantastic goal. And the one last night showed a different side to him, composure in front of the goal, something that we absolutely lacked throughout almost every single league game we've played this year, a little bit of composure in front of goal. And, you know, he's now really starting to show the ability and the potential that he's definitely got. And, you know, as he scores more goals, it's only going to breed his confidence. And he's definitely an important player for us for the future. And the club have done well to get him tied up for another year at least.
Yeah, exactly. And another player similar to him in terms of style of play, Reggie Lamb, returning from international break last night, on the weekend, and getting on the score sheet last night too. So you've got two players who in their last three games for club and country, in Reggie Lamb's sake, who have got goals behind them. And I know, like you said, we haven't got a recognised goal scorer yet. I'll add the word yet, with Cody McDonald potentially joining the club. But at the moment, the youths haven't got a recognised goal scorer fit, and Giovanni Brown and Reggie Lamb are doing their best to chip in.
Yeah, absolutely. And it has to be said, you know, not being the biggest fan of Reggie Lamb when he first came in, looked like he was just struggling to get going. But, you know, over the past sort of month or so, he's now suddenly just starting to find his feet and starting to find some kind of goal scoring form. And, you know, we think back that, you know, he scored a couple of goals at Newport. He has got goal chipped in. He must be near enough one of our top goal scorers now. And, you know, that's not hard with a team that's not scored a lot of goals recently. And, you know, the goal's got to come from somewhere, Ollie. And it's good to see that Giovanni and Reggie are now chipping in. And while Jarbo's on his hiatus and Barry Cole's having his another month out as he normally will, and Aziz, unfortunately, bless him, but who really can't hit a barn door to save his life. You know, we are relying on people like Reggie and Giovanni, and hopefully, you know, David Amu will chip in with a goal or two soon, you know, because we're going to need it, because, you know, we are down to the bare bones, and the goals will come from somewhere, because we haven't got the strikers that are going to score them.
Yeah, and a great week so far then, Matt. 4 points from six. And not many would have given those points to us at the start of the week. But the result last night will count for absolutely nothing unless they back it up on Saturday against Macclesfield, who are bottom of the league.
Yeah, no, we've got to go out there and we've got to beat Macclesfield. There's absolutely no doubt about it. You know, we talk about, you know, six-point games. This is a six-point game, definitely. It's a must-not-lose game. It's a must-not-draw game. You know, we have to win this. We need the 3 points. We need the breathing space that it could potentially create. And, you know, after Macclesfield getting demolished by Northampton last night, 5-0, there's absolutely no reason for us to go out there and pile the misery. But we've got to go out and we've got to be positive. And that's the key thing, is we can't be nervous. We need to be positive. We need to put them under pressure straight away, like we did last night against Swindon. You know, we need to be right in their faces from the word go, because, you know, if we don't get that first goal and potentially the second goal, you know, the nerves are going to jitter around the grounds, and it's going to be it could be a nervy game. So, you know, the sooner as we kill Macclesfield off, the better it'll be for us. And absolutely, it's a massive 6-pointer. We need the points, and as I say, we've got to win. We have to win. And, you know, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, and you touched on taking chances there. It's a strange, really, because over the course of the last few weeks, United have created chances. They just haven't put them in the back of the net. And last night, they created chances, and they did put them in the board in the back of the net. So the cynic would say Cambridge United on this weekend could equally create as many chances they have in the last few weeks, but without, you know, a Barry Core or a real goal scorer, a natural goal scorer, they still could end up having themselves a situation where they create chances and don't put the ball in the back of the net. And like you say, the fans get a bit agitated. They've just got to really make sure they take that early chance and get an early lead.
Yeah, exactly. And you can go back to the MK Dons game the other week where, you know, what was the stat? 20 shots and only one on target. And if anybody was there watching that game, you know, they wouldn't believe how we haven't even scored one goal. And this is the thing. The positive thing is we are creating these chances. It's starting to click in those terms now. Beforehand, we might only create about 2-3 chances, and then that used to be it, and we'd fold in the game and we'd lose the game. Now we are creating these chances. We are getting these chances. And, okay, for the MK Dons game, it just wouldn't go in for us. Against Lincoln, we scored a quality goal. Probably should have gone for another one, but we didn't. The chances were still there, but we didn't look in any danger of losing the game Saturday. And last night, we've got the two early chances. We put the pressure on Swindon. We've taken those two early goals. And, you know, as I say, we probably could have had 3 or 4 by the end of it. And again, you know, as I say, we lacked a bit of composure at the end, but it didn't matter. We'd seen the game out. We'd won the game. And, you know, going into Saturday, as soon as we get those chances, they've got to go in. You know, we're starting to get there very, very slowly. You know, we are starting to improve. And confidence is a wonderful thing in football, Ollie, which we haven't had for a little while. Mm. But now we're starting to build some, and we're really starting to see, you know, what this team can do.
Yeah, exactly. And confidence is a massive word going forward, and momentum is another one which gets thrown around. And that is the case with Joe. We saw Joe Dunn last season, where the Ewes were on a great run after the departure of Sean Derry, and they managed to pick up so many points because of that momentum, and they were playing some great stuff. They have had a run this season where they've been on complete, played decent but not got results, but now, because of last night's result and Saturday's, they've given themselves an opportunity now to kick on and really build some momentum. And if they don't take this opportunity, Joe Dunn will look back at the end of the season and he'll be kicking himself that they didn't, especially when you look at the fixtures with Macclesfield, Grimsby coming up.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when Sean left the club, you know, Joe Dunn kind of, he lifted the pressure, and he lifted up off the defensive football that we had been playing under Sean. You know, we can't concede, the must not lose type of, you know, mantra and thought that he put into this team. And this season, you know, he's tried to go the same way. And at times it hasn't happened for us. He has got a weaker squad, you know, we all know that, you know, and it's been really injury hit, you know, really, really badly. But, you know, there are a couple starting to come back now, which will help. Hopefully, one of these trialists that we've got here at the moment, one of them needs to come in, and it has to be Cody McDonald, just to ease the pressure on Adi Aziz, because he is going to be on his own as the lone striker for quite a while, I think. So if we can get Cody McDonald in to just give him a breathing space for sort of 20, 30 minutes. And he's a different option as well. You know, the man does score goals, and that is what we could potentially need in those last sort of... He's not going to play a whole game straight away, Cody McDonald, but if we just look at what Uche did when Uche first came in, you know, he made an impression. You know, he was a different option, and Cody McDonald could be that different option. And if we can get the momentum going, you know, and beat Macclesfield, beat Grimsby, you know, we're not playing the hardest teams in the next couple of months. You know, we could really shoot up the table. We're not, probably not a top 10 team, that's for sure. On our day, we play like a top 10 team, but we're probably about a 13th, 14th place team. But we have played a lot of the top 7, 8 sides. You know, we've got rid of them early, and now it's our chance to really kick on, you know, just get into that mid-table position, go into January, and then we can assess the situation.
Yeah, that's brilliant, Matt. Thanks for joining me. Just quickly then, in a quick answer, team news then for Saturday. Does Louis John keep his place ahead of Brad Halliday?
Yes.
That'll do. We'll move on to the treble. But thanks for joining, Matt, and we'll speak to you on Terraces on Sunday.
Take care, mate. Cheers.
Cheers. Cambridge 105 Radio. We are going to be talking to St Neots Town manager Matt Clements now. Of course, St Neots Town fans, players and club officials have been living the dream the past few weeks, making it through to the FA Cup fourth qualifying round, one win away from the first round. Unfortunately, they lost 4-0 to Alfreton on Saturday. Here to discuss with me, as I just said, is Matt Clements. Thanks for joining me, Matt.
You're welcome. How are you? You right?
Yeah, good. Thank you, mate. It's the FA Cup adventure, sadly, as to say, has come to an end. But for those who have been tuning into the radio over the last few weeks, just try and sum up how you feel on reflection of what has been a brilliant campaign for you.
I think on reflection, the word is brilliant. I think it's been absolutely fantastic. I think actually on the day, I was quite flat, if I'm being honest. So it was more the manner we went out. I think, you know, what we've done prior to that was absolutely fantastic, and to go out in that kind of manner wasn't great, but that was what it was at the time, and that was kind of quite reactive. But, you know, starting from the very first round, 10 men against Bishop Stortford, win that 2-1, Romulus 3-0 down in 20 minutes, come back and win that 4-3 in the dying seconds, 2-0 down at Colville, come back 2-2, earn a replay, 3-1 down with 7 minutes to go, 6 minutes to go, and take it 3-3-all and score in the last minutes again and win on penalties. It's been amazing, and it's caught the imagination of the fans, football people around, which is brilliant. I've had so many people wish me well, and the players well, and the club well, bands of supporters and the masses, and even on Saturday, when you reflect back on it again, Alfreton away, I mean, our listen to all our fans, they clapped, they cheered, they sang the whole way through, even we've gone 4-0 down in 30 minutes and haven't really put on a show at all until the second half. But even then, they've supported us, and I think they've appreciated what we've done. And I think at the time, I was quite kind of, I looked at the result and I wasn't happy, not so much with the scoreline, just with the manner. But when you look back at it, where we are, what we've done, how close we potentially were, you know, it's been fantastic. So I'm very proud, and a massive thanks to players and to our staff and all the fans and everyone who's given us good wishes and support us.
Yeah, and unfortunately, like you say, the loss on Saturday, 4-0 to Alfreton. What was the difference inside? Was it just that gap in quality, potentially, Matt, that was the difference between winning and losing, or was there anything you feel, looking back, you could have done differently now?
I was quite brutal at the time, you know, straight after. Listen, they were the better side. They were a better side than us, and that's fine. And we'll always come against a better side. You're doing football and sport, and that's not a problem. And if we'd lost 4-0, and I thought we'd given absolutely everything from start to finish, then it's fine. I just felt that for the first 35 minutes, we were slow getting out the blocks. We didn't pay them enough respect. I think maybe some of us believed their own hype a little bit, and it would happen. And our work rate wasn't up to the standard it needed to be when you're playing good teams and when you're playing in competitions like that. You know, these kind of one-off games where you have to give everything to stand a chance. So it was more a case of they were the better side, no doubt about it. I just felt that, unfortunately, for whatever reason, and it's done now, it's done, that some of our boys just didn't turn up. And that's unlike them, because they have turned up the previous round for me before, and I think that was a disappointing thing, especially in front of lots of people who've paid a lot of money and given their time. But that's just one part of it. You know, the better team won the day. I think, as I said earlier, it was just the manner we went out. It wasn't the scoreline. It was that, you know, we kind of rolled over for the first half an hour and allowed them to do what they wanted to. And against a good team, they'll hurt you, and they hurt us, and the game was done.
I guess overall, looking at the bigger picture, you must feel proud to be a part of such a historic run for the club. And you touch on character there, and potentially a couple didn't show up. But then, looking more recently, after the third round qualifying against Colville, you suffered two heavy defeats in the league, and then, of course, that 4-0 loss on Saturday. But to come back and beat Lowestoft last night, boosting you closer to mid-table, beating them 2-1 was massive.
Yeah, and that was it. We showed a massive reaction, and these boys are brilliant. They're my lads, and I'm the one who's allowed to, you know, sing their praises and also berate them. That's my job, and I've got a lot of time for them, and they are fantastic. And that's what they're capable of doing. You know, they aren't going to roll over. You know, it was a bit of a tough week, you know, when you look at the 3-0, the 5-0 and then the 4-0. You look at it and some teams would have just collapsed and gone to Lowestoft, where you can put 1,001 excuses there, 2.5-hour journey. You know, it's a long way to go, midweek. But they did the complete opposite. You know, they turned up, they spoke to themselves, they sorted it out between them. They worked hard, and they showed their qualities, and they showed their character. And that's what they're about. And that's why you've got to look at it at this level of football. You know, there's lots of off-the-cuff moments, and you have to react to things. You can go in great form, you can have bad form. But, you know, after the back of that week, they could have crumbled. And that's, I think, the biggest thing about them, is that they showed lots of character and actually played some fantastic football. And for me, one of the best performances of the season. And I think to do it in that situation shows a lot about them. And as much as I gave them a bit of a beration on Saturday with the FA Cup, they've proven that they're good players. They've proven they've got a good character, and it was the best response. And I'm proud of them. Really, I'm proud of them, and I've been proud of them all the time. It's just that I want them to be really good. I want them to get the most out of everything they do. And Tuesday night they showed that, and that was down to them. Absolutely class of them.
Mm-hmm. And then cup action again this weekend against Matlock Town in the FA Trophy first qualifying round. So I guess it's hoping to continue that form you found in one cup competition, transfer that into another.
Maybe. Who knows? It's you know, it's. I say to the boys, we prepare for every game the same, and I mean that. You know, we go out to try and win. But listen, you know, it's another cup game. It's you take your way from the league a little bit. It's one-off games. We're playing opposition again. We don't know much about. They're not in our league, so it's that kind of one-off situation to try and you know, be a hero again and maybe start something new. Who knows? I don't want to get too carried away with it and being labelled a cup team or something like that, but. You know, the reality is now it's one of those situations where, you know, hopefully the crowd will come out again, supporters. And listen, if we get a great performance and a good result on Saturday, it could be another cup journey. I think everyone loves a cup, and it is one of those ones where you're going to be unknown who you're going to play next and what you're going to come up against. So we'll just take it. We've got Thursday to train. We'll look at it again. We'll prepare properly. We'll prepare like we always do. But yeah, who knows? Maybe still that, for example, these kind of cup memories are still there, and it might ignite some of the boys to kind of maybe kick on again, and we might just hopefully be speaking about another cup run, and hopefully so. Mm.
And then just finally, Matt, I guess it sounds daft to say when obviously you had such a great time in the cup, but one less cup is one extra weekend or extra day you get to focus on the league, which is your bread and butter, and the match on last night sort of proved that, and it gives you a chance to now kick on in the league.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were never going to win the FA Cup. I said that to the lads. It wasn't our agenda this year. So, but you know, jokes aside, you know, you want to try a team like ours and teams at our level. You want to try and go through as many rounds you can to lift your form and to get some great memories and earn some money and have some fantastic memories. And we've done that. But the bread and butter is the league. That's the most important thing for us. You know, we finished 12th last year. My aim this year for this side is to try and go further. I believe we can. You know, I don't want to start talking about playoffs and things like that because, you know, we've got to get some form. But I think on our day, we're very good enough. And listen, it's one of those ones where the league is where we're all about. That will show us how good we really are and whereby the FA Cup's been remembered, but it's done. We have the trophy again on Saturday, but for me now, the main focus is the league. That's the one. We've got to climb the table, start being more competitive, show more performance like Tuesday night. And if we do that, then we know we're good enough to keep going up the table and see where it takes us.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for joining us, Matt. And it's over the last few weeks, it's been a delight to cover the side in the FA Cup. And hopefully we'll be catching up with you a bit later on in the season and you would have progressed both in the league and the FA Trophy as well.
Thanks so much. And cheers for your support. Appreciate
Thank you, Matt.
It.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. South of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. See, diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager tops, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone, a someone, a someone.
Welcome back to the Cambridgeshire Football Show on Cambridge 105 Radio. Histon are out to the League Cup after round two for the third consecutive time after losing 3-0 to Ely City last night. The Chiefs are back in action this weekend though against Norwich United, a massive game, third in the league. And joining me on the phone to discuss all is defender Rob Ruddy. Thanks for joining me, Rob.
Hello, mate. You all right?
Yeah, good, thank you. Rob, first of all, last night an unexpected 3-0 loss to Ely City in the League Cup. Is it just a matter of more important things on the mind?
No, mate. We want to try and win every single game we're playing, and the League Cup was important as any other game. It's just, I think it was just one of them games where we just didn't get going. And fair play to Ely, we had a game down and stuck to it, and they got the result that they deserved. To be fair,
did Lance rotate at all? We spoke a couple of times over the last few weeks about possibly rotating in these cup competitions because of obviously matters, more important matters, if you like, in the league and your situation that you find yourself in. Was that the case? Did Lance rotate?
To be fair, Keyes didn't really have a choice, really. We had Max and Sutt suspended. We had a few injuries. Swintz was away. Sean Jenkins then came in. So, as much as there was rotation, and maybe if there was plan to do any rotation, I think he was sort of forced his hand. But like we said, we've got a hell of a squad at Histon, and regardless of who we're playing, you know, that team's always good enough. And, you know, I think we let ourselves down. Yesterday we let the club down, really. It was a disappointing performance.
Yeah, was it perhaps more disappointing when I hate to keep harping on about the FA Cup, but when you exit the FA Cup and you feel you could have progressed, is it more of a disappointing when you lose a League Cup as well, because you want to almost treat these other cups as a platform to kick on and go forward? Like, yeah, you're in the FA Vars, obviously you can use that as the FA Cup and kick on in that, but it's disappointing when you can't find a winning formula in these cups.
Yeah, 100%, mate. It's just, I couldn't say what it was last night. We never looked like we really got going. We did look like scoring last night, but I think, like I say, it was just one of them games. Like, just like the Kings Lynn game, we got absolutely bopped. It's just one of those games that, to be fair to the lads and the management and the club, when we've had been in situations, we've always bounced straight back. So I'd expect to do that on Saturday against Norwich, although it'd be a tough game away.
Yeah, I mean, is it a matter of just binning it, moving on, bad night at the office, and looking ahead and making sure it doesn't affect you mentally?
No, not at all.
Moving to more positive matters then, last Friday night was a super win, a very important win, 3-1 over local rivals God Manchester Rovers. How was it for you from the radio and doing shows throughout the week, and then getting different clips from Lance and speaking to Max as well? It did feel like a really pivotal night and a big night at the club.
Yeah, it was a huge night, mate. Gordie are a fantastic team. They've got some great players, great squad. And for some reason, there is this sort of rivalry, which is odd because it's not really a derby at all. But no, there's always been a bit of banter on Twitter. And I think everything sort of comes into one, when especially on a Friday night down there. There was 300-plus people down there. Just a fantastic win. Really, really impressive win for us. And it sort of just... It's another step in the right direction for us.
Yeah, did it emphasise for the players and perhaps for Lance as well that you are now the side to beat at the top, or don't you think about it that way?
Mate, to be fair, I think for any club in our league or whoever it is, we're always going to be the team to beat, especially when it comes to Glasgow, where we're blown win the still, but come to Glasgow, it's a fantastic stadium, fantastic ground. And you turn up, and you want to turn over a side that plays there. And I think, especially when you're at the top, you're there to be shot at. So every single game now, teams are going to want to beat us, regardless if they're at the bottom, if they're second, if they're fifth, wherever they are, they're going to want to beat us. So it's more important that we put performances like last night, down to little things, and just move on as quick as we can, really.
Does it affect mentally as well, differently? Perhaps do you feel, or not you, but are there some players in the dressing room who may feel more pressure because of that constant reminder that you are the side to beat and you need to be on your game every second, because teams are going to come and they want to have a piece of you and they want to try and beat you?
Yeah, I think there's going to be, I can't speak for all the players, but especially maybe some of the young players in the squad, you don't know what they're thinking, but they might lose a bit of confidence. But then that comes then down to the more experienced players to sort of help them, guide them, and give them the confidence to kick back on. But there's a lot of us in that sense that have been in the sort of situation we're in now, where you're at the top of the table and teams are going to be there to try and beat you at all costs. Especially if they're mid, I think it's more if they're a mid-table team, who aren't, maybe aren't in any cups or aren't going to look like to win the league, they're looking at games like Histon, Stowe Markets, you've got Manchester, you've got Bampton as their cup finals. So they're going to want to win them games as best they can.
Yeah, and last season you were the side doing the chasing for the majority of the season, but now you're setting the pace at the top. How different is that when you're going into games each week? Is it a different mentality, a different pressure?
I mean, I can't really speak. Last season, I came in at a point where we were sort of fifth or fourth, and I think Felix Stowe were runaway leaders. But I think now we've got our own game plan. We know if we stick to the basics, we do the things right, then we're going to win games. It's as simple as that. Last night, we didn't follow the simple basics that we always follow in other games. And our sort of philosophy went out the window into the feet. And, you know, we know if, as long as we stick to what the management tells us to do, we will win games. It's as simple as that. And I think as long as you don't put pressure on yourself as a team, you're always going to put yourself in a very good position even before the game. As soon as you start putting pressure on yourself, then that's when things and more mistakes can happen. But yeah, we know, especially I think, you know, when you're playing teams that are in the top half of the table, you look at those games probably a bit more than what you would teams at the bottom. And, you know, look at Ely, they won a game, I think it's September, and then last night they booked a 3-0. So, as I said before to Ollie, anyone in this league can beat anyone on their day. So we just know we've got to keep focused all the time, stick to our game plan, and play as well as we can as a team.
Yeah, and focusing on Norwich United this weekend, who's at third in the league, a massive game. The games in the league keep coming thick and fast. What are your thoughts heading into this one?
Yeah, they've come from a league higher. I've played them many times. It's a very, very tough place to go. If we can get together and get a win, that'd be fantastic. But yeah, they've got some good, very good players there as well. And, you know, they'll all be experienced. So it'll be a close match-up. But like I say, we've just got to go there with a positive attitude and hopefully get the job done and come back home buzzing.
Yeah, you face the prospect of going undefeated against the top six with only Brantford left to play if you can avoid defeat against Norwich, and obviously a lot of wins in there as well. I think you've only drawn against Stowe Market. How much of a psychological boost is that for you, knowing that you're going into these games against the big sides and you can beat all of them?
Yeah, that's it. It's massive at the moment. And if I'm honest, where we're at now, I don't think as a club we'll ever lose that. I think, even last night, we thought, yeah, we're going to go in and we're going to win this game. You know, sometimes the game doesn't work out how you planned it, and it'll be exactly the same with Norwich. It'd be like any other game. And like I said, I've just mentioned it, as long as we stick to what we know best, what we do in the first 10, 15 minutes of a game, how we set up, our tempo, etc., we know we'll give ourselves a very, very, very good opportunity to win the game.
And no Ed Rolfe, unfortunately, for the last week. He's been injured. He is a miss, but not so much when goals are coming from other areas of the pitch that you've been doing the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, obviously, myself and Ed didn't play Friday, but look how well the team played. I think Ed gives us a different dimension, and then when Ed's not in, we sort of change up a bit. But, you know, don't get wrong, Ed's been smashing in the goals, so obviously with him and the team, you know, you'd like that. But, you know, Zeke's played up top with Dan Brown, they've been fantastic as well. So, obviously, if Ed fits Saturday, even better. And just, again, like I said, adds even more competition to the squad and gives headaches for Lance.
Yeah, and going forward, we touched on balancing out these cup competitions and unfortunately going out in the League Cup and the FA Cup. But how are you going to balance the remaining cup competitions during the FA Vars and the CAMS FA Cup and the League? How are you going to balance those three competitions? Obviously, sitting top of the Eastern Counties Premier Division, that's where your focus lies. But is it a case of seeing you have available and then possibly thinking about rotating when these games come along?
That's got to be a question. I think, we want to win every single game. So Lance, Mark and Si will put the team out that they think is suitable for that game. Us oldies, the ones that are getting on a bit of 30-plus-year-olds, might need a few rests here and there. But I think, we all want to play every single game as well. But look from last week, we had Max sent off, we had Sut sent off, myself, Ed got injured. You know, you lose four straight away. So I think a lot of it is, how the team's going on. Like, when you can train, we're not trying to have so many midweek games in this league. And obviously, with more cup games, there'll be more midweek games. So, it's just it's just, you know, it's honestly like day by day, and I suppose that's a question for Lawrence to answer.
I guess as a senior player on the side, though, you must view it more, perhaps, in a manager's point of view, more than perhaps the younger players do, who want to just get out there and play every single minute. But I guess as a more experienced pro, you realise that it's not going to be the case physically for these players to play week in, week out, and a rest might be needed occasionally.
Yeah, exactly, mate. And then players need to make sure it's not as key as resting one of them. It's nothing to do with how they've been playing. It's a supporting team. So we want to get this club back to where it belongs. And it is, it's all about the squad rather than the not to start the game. So, I think that's what they need to do, really. And we need to make sure that those players never get disheartened by it, because, like I say, squad rotation or for whatever reason, if I'm not in the squad, if I'm not in the team, if Green is not in the team, Smudge, FK, Max, whoever it is, we know there's a good reason for it.
Mm. Well, brilliant. Thanks for joining me, Rob. And hopefully there'll be no resting of players on Saturday. And hopefully you can go to Norwich United and pick up another 3 points and stay quite clear at the top of the league.
No, I really appreciate that, mate. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rob. That was Rob Ruddy there talking all things Histon, actually. They go to Norwich United. A massive, massive game. We'll be covering that on the Cambridgeshire Football Show preview from 12 to 1 on Saturday. We'll speak to Lance Key and also making sure you're up to date with all the football, local football results on the Cambridgeshire Football Show, the results show, 5 till 6 with Jack Swindlehurst. Just keeping you up to date with your Cambridgeshire County League now. And in the Kershaw Prem, there were some big games this weekend. Top of the league, Fulham Institute were held at home to Ely City Reserves 1-0. Fourth place, Foxton jumped above Great Shelford, now into third. They beat them 3-0 on the weekend. And second place, Linton Granter remain second. They beat Cherrington 3-2, surviving a scare there. And University Press, Cambridge University Press, fifth place in the league, beat West Ratting 3-0. In Senior A, Chatteras Town kept the pressure up on AFC Barley, over Sports Story, who weren't playing this weekend, but they kept the pressure up. They won 3-0 against Orwell. And in Senior B, Wisbeach St Mary's are now third after Wisbeach St Mary's Reserve, are now third, incredibly, after being quite down, I think, around mid-table in the league, beating Wychford 2-1. Wychford had the chance of overtaking St Ives and Blanchard into second, as AFC Ballymore didn't play as well. They were just part of the pressure on, but Wisbeach St Mary's taking opportunity themselves and going into third. So that's your Cambridgeshire County League update. That's all from me as well this week on the Cambridgeshire Football Show midweek slot. I'll be back, as I said, on Saturday, the Cambridgeshire Football Show preview, and make sure you stay tuned for the results show on Saturday. And also from the terraces, rounding up with all the fans phoning in and having their say on Sunday. But that's it. Up next is the New Music Generator with Tim. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you soon.
Inseparably entwined, like a piece of rope made out of two pieces of vine, held together, holding each other with no one else in mind, like two atoms in a molecule, inseparably combined. But then I woke from the dream to realize I was alone, a tragic event, I must admit, but let's not be overblown. I'm not trying to write a love song, just a sad, pathetic moan, and maybe I just need a change. Maybe I just need a new cologne. But now I look at love like being stabbed in the heart. You torture each other from day to day, and then one day you part. Most of the time it's misery, but there's some joy at the start.
Online, on digital, and on FM.
This is Cambridge 105 Radio.